some congestion through there, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also very slow through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, starting around the stadium. On the north side, around Hacienda and south at Sahara. Also do expect some slowing there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound past the 15 interchange. And remember the utility work that's going on. That's Boulder Highway. It's southbound, and it's mainly between Charleston and Sahara. Do expect delays.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
UNLV football has announced some future non-conference games. They are going to travel to Michigan in September of 2023. They're going to make $1.5 million for playing that game. That is a school record guarantee. Also in 2023, they're going to have a game against Vanderbilt, and they are set to match up against BYU. They have also announced a new home-and-home series with North Texas. They will host the Mean Green in September of 2022 while going to Denton, Texas in September of 2026. And they have announced the season opening game in 2021 will be home against Eastern Washington. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Get to Macy's last-minute gift sale and take an extra 20% off amazing gifts for everyone on your list with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, shop extended store hours through Wednesday and get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in-store. And now's the time to spend your Macy's money. Use it on anything, no merchandise exclusions. There's still time to get a great gift today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. Details at Macy's.com/Macy's Money.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to the United States Senate. Maria Cantwell is a senator from Washington. She's also the ranking member on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, talking about what else is actually in this bill.
On people during the quarantining period. So I want to thank Senator Wicker for working with us on this important legislation. Now the FTC will be able to go after and fine these people on first-time offenses. And I think this is so important to do, to make sure that we are policing an environment where public health is so important. And I also want to thank our Representative Schakowsky for leading this effort on the other side of the Capitol. And, Mr. President, I also want to talk about very important aviation legislation that we were able to include as part of the larger omnibus package that is moving through the House, as I said, tonight. It's so important that we make safety a number one priority in the United States. If we want to be number one in aviation, you have to be number one in aviation safety. And Chairman Wicker and I worked with our colleagues on both sides of the aisle to produce important legislation that improves the safety reforms needed at the FAA, the safety reforms of oversight of manufacturing and the certification process, and reforms that will help us here in Congress better stay on top of the information as far as the certification process. This is so critical after the crashes of Lion Air 610 and Ethiopian Flight 302, both involving Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts and the loss of 346 lives. I can never say how painful this incident has been for those families. I can never say how much they have suffered in this horrific tragedy that has befallen them.
That is Maria Cantwell, Senator from Washington, the ranking member on the Science Committee. The obvious point we're trying to make here is there's a lot of stuff in this omnibus bill that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. And after all of this time, why this is coming down to Christmas week? It just doesn't make sense. Mitch McConnell, I want you to hear this, because this was Mitch McConnell, cut number five. I was on with Dana Perino this morning on Fox News Channel. And the simple question, and it's the question everybody wants to know, how come this took so long to get through, to get a vote on? I mean, we've had both sides running away from each other, each blaming the other. And all the American people want, all we want is just pass the bill. And 3 months ago, we could have had the bill, the identical bill. Identical bill to what we're looking at now. Except it wouldn't have been attached to an omnibus spending bill. It would have just been a standalone bill. And my question is, and the American people, and this is cut five, Mitch McConnell on why it took so long to pass the stimulus. This is with Dana Perino on Fox.
I want you to have a listen to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Whenever a deal like this comes together, each side tries to say that the other side caved. Here's how she spins it.
What took so long? What took so long is because we could not get our Republican colleagues to crush the virus. I couldn't understand it. Why would they not want to invest in the science that has told us so importantly that it required testing, tracing, treatment, separation, sanitation, and the rest?
Senator, how do you think you would describe the delay in getting this deal to fruition today?
Well, Dana, the facts are not irrelevant. I said back in July, what the country needed was a package roughly $1 trillion focused on kids in school, small businesses, health care providers, and direct cash payments. We tried to pass, we started advocating that in July and August. The talks were unproductive. So I essentially put that bill on the floor of the Senate in both September and October. Not a single Democrat supported it. Their view was, give us everything we want or we won't give you anything. Well, so it's noteworthy that at the end, they finally gave us what we could have agreed to back in July. I think what held it up was they did not want to do anything before the presidential election. I think they felt that that would disadvantage the president. But look, we finally got it done. We got it done in exactly the same amounts and with the same configuration that we would have been able to do back in the summer, but for all the intervening election shenanigans on the side of the Speaker and Democratic leader Schumer.
What about for people out there? So many of them are hurting, facing eviction, their bills are piling up, their restaurants are closed, they really want to work, but they can't, that feel that this bill even is too little, too late, and that Congress is out of touch with what people are really going through.
It's not too little, too late. It's directly targeted at exactly what the country needs right now. If after the new administration comes in, they want to advocate more, we'll take a look at it based upon conditions in the country at that time. But look, the only thing that will stop this dilemma is the vaccine, and it's going out, being distributed all over the country. We're going to get the country vaccinated as rapidly as we possibly can. That is the only way we ultimately get a handle on this problem.
No, he's right. And this bill should have been passed in July or in August or in October. This did not have to go till Christmas week, 2020. This could have been in the works in July. And for some unexplained reason, there were people that just were opposed to it. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by another one of my friends and family people, Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Stay right where you are. More to do as we continue. I'll tell you, it's so exciting to know that we're going to have $600 in our accounts, checks for $600 arriving next week. That's pretty exciting. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye-Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned that today is a friends and family show. That's why it's good to have my buddy Frank on. Frank, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Kevin, you got that New Yorker's back.
Which New Yorker?
Hello.
Oh, who? Niger?
I'm picking the commander in chief myself. Is there any other New Yorkers back you want to have?
Yeah. Okay. I got his back.
I'm going to be packing a lot of armor piercing. We don't need any local. January 6th is going to be a big day, baby. Our president's going to give us one hell of a surprise. And I don't want any local police around because they only arrest the MAGAs, if you've noticed. And I'm coming out and saying, and that's not by accident. We don't need any local police between the Proud Boys, the Promise Keepers, Libertarians, Constitutionalists. We can take care of things. I wouldn't miss the invitation for Black Lives Matter and Antifa. We will have yellow tape for them. And believe me, we're going to wrap them up in it, baby. God bless you, Kevin.
There you go. I don't know that it's going to come to that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be shocked if that ends up happening. I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, you can talk all you want about martial law and you know, securing machines, voting machines in Pennsylvania. There is an answer to this. Was this election stolen? And the only way you know is to investigate. And that's what this president wants to do. Now, is martial law the answer? Probably not. I can't recall in my lifetime an election being settled this way. I'm sorry, but I just haven't. I want you to hear, and this is important because this is the difference between Democrats and Republicans and how we deal with this thing. Nancy Pelosi was talking today about claims that Democrats made a difference in this COVID-19 bill. It's almost as if the Democrats were, you know, the folks leading the charge. And the fact is they weren't. They were dragging their heels. This bill, according to Mitch McConnell, this identical bill that's going to be voted on tonight, could have been voted on in July. But the no Democrat would vote for it. Nobody. Nobody. This is cut one. This is Nancy Pelosi claiming that Dems, and this is kind of the big lie that they're all trying to propose, that the Dems somehow made a difference in this COVID-19 relief bill. This is cut one. Go.
Our purpose has always been to crush the virus, to put money in the pockets of the American people, which we do in this legislation. Sadly, our third purpose, to honor our heroes, was not fully appreciated by our Republican colleagues, and so our support for state and local government, while significant in this legislation, requires more to be done. So we consider this a first step, and that, again, more needs to be done. And we're so excited that that will be happening under the Biden-Harris administration about 700 hours from now. What I'm excited about in this bill, and is really the democratic difference, is what it does for America's working families. As we see food lines all over the country, it was our legislation that had the initiatives for food, for nutrition, for our children in school and our seniors, as well as America's working families. There are rental assistance when so many, let me just say about food, maybe 15 million children in America are food insecure. Many adult food insecure people, highest percentage of them, I believe, is in the state of Kentucky. Nonetheless, the food, the nutrition piece of it, has always been central to our Democratic proposals. With the millions of people on the verge of eviction, we have rental assistance and a moratorium until the Biden administration. Food, rental assistance, earned income tax credit and child tax credit for America's working poor families, the democratic difference. CDFIs, assistance for community development finance financial institutions to help small business, minority-owned businesses, women, veterans, rural Native American-owned businesses to participate in a way, because they're not big and they don't have financial relationships. Sometimes they are overlooked, but that is central to what our legislation has done. Child care, children learning, parents earning, very important, especially in the time of a pandemic when children cannot actually, in many cases, go to school. Therefore, their parents can't go to work. Child care. Again, these and so many other issues that are so central to the kitchen table needs of America's working families. That has always been my focus, and that is the democratic difference between what we have succeeded in doing and what was not even present in any way in any bills that the other side put forward in the Senate.
It's the big lie. It's almost as if the Republicans weren't even there. And you'd swear up and down, it must have been the Democrats that put all these really great things in this bill. The fact is, the identical bill that's going to be passed tonight could have been passed in July, according to Mitch McConnell. It's not even close. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
UMail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with UMail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. UMail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out UMail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. UMail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Las Vegas at A-Plus Automotive. Get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Man, oh man, oh man. So much going on. We've got Bill Barr. Bill Barr, the Attorney General. In fact, let's go to cut 6. A major disappointment, at least for me. And Bill Barr is the Attorney General. Had a news conference, kind of an outgoing news conference. He is out of there on Wednesday. Won't name a special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. This to me, it just makes no sense at all. Let's go to cut 6 real quick. We'll see if we can squeeze this in. This is Bill Barr, the Attorney General, a news conference earlier today.
Do you believe there's enough evidence to warrant appointing a special counsel to look into it? Which is something that he appears to be thinking about, perhaps Sidney Powell. Do you believe that there is any reason to do that? Have you already given your opinion on this to the president and the White House?
As you said, I've already commented on fraud. Let me just say that, you know, there are fraud in unfortunately in most elections. I think we're too tolerant of it, and I'm sure there was fraud in this election, but I was commenting on the extent to which we had looked at suggestions or allegations of systemic or broad-based fraud that would affect the outcome of the election, and I already spoke to that, and I stand by that statement.
But about the idea of appointing a special counsel, would you answer a question about whether you believe there's enough there, even with your what you've already said? Do you believe there's enough evidence to warrant a special counsel to investigate that, perhaps Sidney Powell or someone else?
Well, if I thought a special counsel at this stage was the right tool and was appropriate, I would name one, but I haven't, and I'm not going to.
That's Bill Barr, the Attorney General, who refuses to order a special counsel. I think there may be another way of doing this, and I'm not sure what it is. Can the president order a special counsel? Can Congress, could the U.S. Senate order a special counsel? We'll find out. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your night, would you please? and especially be happy during this holiday season on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.